when I guess talk therapy, what would be like this awareness? What would be all about?
What an important question, and it's a question that we who are interested in Gestalt therapy theory, by whom I mean members of the New York Institute and other colleagues who have interests in theory, we have been discussing what is awareness for dozens of years. So I'm not sure I can give the answer. I will try to give you the answer that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is a state of being in which any of us senses ourselves, which some colleagues call interoception, and senses what is outside us, our environment, which some colleagues call perception. So awareness is being active neurologically, active with our brain and our neurons to sense internally interoception and externally perception,
mm-hmm.
both.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're actively doing that, we are aware.
So when you look at me right now, how do you know, or do you know, can you read that I'm aware at the moment?
Naturally, no therapist is a mind reader.
Mm-hmm.
But with time on the job,
mm-hmm.
we learn to perceive a lot about what is going on with another human being. Although all those perceptions are guesses. And I always have to check with the other person whether my guess is correct or not in terms of what they are experiencing. So I'll tell you what I see that I would interpret as awareness.
Okay.
Principally, I see you looking at me. And I see a look in your eyes which is alert, and I see you seeing. I see you seeing me. I see you hearing me, and I see you seeing the surroundings, not only in your eyes, but in a certain relaxed alertness of the way you're sitting, of the relationship of your head to your torso. There is a easygoing alertness, and that also I would interpret as your being aware. Awareness also has to do with, or may have to do with, each of us thinking our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you thinking as you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
How it's a certain look in your eye, the way your head is tilted, you're attending to what I'm saying. And so my guess is that you're aware of what you're thinking as I'm speaking. And that is also part of awareness, but it need not be. Awareness can be purely perceptual,
mm-hmm.
which we would call id functioning.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can include language, as when we think about what we're thinking or what the other person is conveying.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be bring us into ego functioning. Ego functioning involves language and description to ourselves or to others.